Okay, our professional society. Here's where it started. Do you remember Jules Janik? Jules, are you out here? The only reason some of us ever came to an ASHS business meeting was to hear Jules complain about the budget and other matters. That was the entertainment. So I was at an ASHS business meeting. I think it was 2004. I'd just been elected to the board as the research division vice president. And rather than just sitting there waiting on Jules to get up to complain about something, this guy got up, Thomas Borkman. Now, here's this tall, good-looking fellow. Didn't know how to spell or pronounce his name. Didn't really know who he was. And I was sitting there thinking, say something about public policy. I kind of shoved that off. I don't know anything about public policy. And I remembered, I'd just been elected to the board. I better listen. So Thomas got up and articulated something about our society being involved with public policy. I remember you highlighting, and I think maybe I made this up, all of our row crops and other folks have people in Congress, and they make contact, and we do not as horticulturists. So that's, as far as I'm concerned, where we started, and so Thomas gets the credit of getting this baby rolling, in my opinion. Now, I was on the board, and we had our first Berry Crops Initiative group meeting in Geneva, New York, in Hedrick Hall in 2005. I remember going to that meeting. I sat down. I was just curious. I didn't think it was going to mount anything. I was curious, and I started talking to this guy sitting next to me. I didn't know who he was. He says, I'm Jerry Lohr. And I was thinking, Jerry Lohr, who in the devil is that? And then I remembered bottles of wine. This is somebody important. Jerry Lohr was up there to tell us at the Berry folks about the Farm Bill Alliance and using the Grape and Wine Initiative as the basis. But most importantly that day, I was supposed to meet this tall, good-looking fella out in the hallway of Hedrick Hall to get the white paper that he had sent word that he had written. Now, I'm still not sure if I know what a white paper is, but I was fixing to get one. That means I was about to, those of you that don't know what fixing is. So Thomas and I met out in the hall, and then we formally met, and he gave me the white paper formulating thoughts about ASHS involvement. So I got it from him. I said, thanks, this is real nice, and I carried it away from there. Had an ASHS board meeting a few months later. We all sat down at the table in Alexandria, and it came up about this policy and national issue. And somebody said, well, where's the white paper? And I said, I've got it. What does it say? I read it. We thought, boy, that sounds pretty good. What are we going to do? So there was an ad hoc committee on public affairs was our first name, because I went and dug that up. I don't remember that, but that's the first name. And then it evolved to the Public Affairs Task Force and then the National Issues Task Force in 2006. Guess who got to be the first chair of that rascal? Me. Why'd I get to be chair? I had the white paper. This doesn't sound very significant or very sophisticated, but it's about how it happened. I didn't know anything about policy, but I had the white paper. But you know, we've all had this thing where it happens, you don't know anything about something, and that often doesn't hold us up from getting interested in it. So that was our start. But who came before that? Tom Buick came before that. Here is my memory of that. He pussyfoots around about how this all came about, so I'm going to tell what I think is the right story. It may not be true. But Tom Buick started in 2004, traipsing around the country, giving talks about, as an IFA leader, well, it was CSARES back then, about how, you know, we could bring the specialty. First off, he showed a slide about the definition of a specialty crop, which I'd never heard of. He mentioned about that $100 million that they handed out to the State Departments of Agriculture, which they didn't know what to do with. But he was talking about, here is what a specialty crop is, and it was an opportunity to bring all of these minor crops, that'll get you nowhere in politics, together for this specialty crops Farm Bill Alliance. Now, he acted like he didn't know how it came about, and maybe he doesn't, but my opinion was he was key to make this happen in a legal way without lobbying. Tom, I understand that. Now, I remember being in the back of the room. It was a Southern Region ASHS meeting. Tom comes in, has nice slides. He's a good-looking fellow, too. I'd not met Tom, I don't think, even though he worked on weeds in Florida and in Massachusetts. And I smiled to myself in the back of the room thinking, hey, this is not fixing to happen. This old boy just giving him, guy, he's a government man running around the country telling this story. He's not going to amount to a hill of beans. But lo and behold, next thing you know, the Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance is in place. And I give Tom Buick a lot of credit for that. But the record shows I laughed. I did it quietly. Mama says don't laugh in front of folks and embarrass yourself or the speaker. But I smiled to myself. I said, this ain't happening. What came next? Now, Tom has shared a little bit about this before. Mike Johans is or Joe Hans. Am I saying it wrong? I thought it was Hans, but it's Hans. Hans. Get your hands off of there. Okay. So, Jack Johans was the Secretary of Agriculture. Let's not get off into politics of why anything happened. And he clarified about the specialty crop thing. I thought maybe Johans had a secret garden at home or something. He's from Nebraska, not a big specialty crop area. But he started talking about this $1 billion for specialty crops. I remember Randy Woodson and I were sitting around somewhere when this was getting talked about, and he says, you realize this is $1 billion this guy's talking about? We ain't ever seen any money like that in horticulture before, and we made a noise. So that's where the billion with a B came along. And we said, huh? That sounded mighty good. Very interesting, one day just jumping ahead on some of our hill visits when the ASHS board and others would go, and Jonathan Moore gets a lot of credit for this, talk about him in a second, this came into Mr. Johans' office after he became a senator from Nebraska. Now, we were supposed to see one of the aides, or I call it one of the children. You get up there and walk around the hills of Congress, this country is run by children. They are young. And thankful that some of these children are there, because some of the members are a little older than we might anticipate, and their knowledge might not be as sharp as we might thought it once was. But anyway, we were going to meet an aide or a staffer at Mr. Johans' office, and lo and behold, we walked in there, and there he was standing in the lobby of his office. Remember that, Jonathan? And I recognized him, and I ran up to him, and I said, I believe you are Mike Johans, and I want to thank you because you're the fellow that proposed $1 billion for specialty crops, and I wanted you to know that we appreciate it. And he looked around there thinking, man, somebody needs to call the police because this yahoo that's come in here. But anyway, I told him that day, and Thomas Bortman took that picture, but I'm very proud of that, Thomas. I got two copies now, and I don't know what he was saying, but I was saying, thanks. And this was a big deal. So we got Thomas Bortman, we got Tom Buick, we got Mike Johans, we got some smart folks. Jonathan Moore was hired as I forget the name of your title, something I'm not supposed to say. But anyway, he hired to help us go see folks. How about that? And he would go and visit about a lot of issues. Jonathan was very valuable to this, part-time job. Because you can't lobby as a whatever letters and numbers organization, 2456W-T, whatever we are. There's not that many. But whatever we are, you can't lobby. And so he would lead us to Capitol Hill. And here's one group of folks. That's an impressive group there. Jonathan, you're taking the picture. The reason you're not in it, I'd figured out. And there we are on the steps of the Capitol after an intriguing day. And he'd lead us around to different offices, finding people that were our representatives or our senators from our states, plus key people. I remember we talked to the guy who really got the job done in the House Ag Subcommittee, you know, the person who says one day we were talking about we need to get that matching thing taken out of here. He says, don't do it. That's one of the key reasons you function, because you got matching in here. Now, maybe later it changed, but he said, don't do it. And I sat there and said, now, this is not one of the children. This is somebody who's writing these things in the background. So we went and we looked and we talked. And if you can believe this, created two sentences to say what we wanted, not an academic spurt of gouache that nobody would understand. Now, that's really hard for me, as you can tell. So we went other places. There's Bill Lamont, president after me. Penny Perkins-Veazey was on the board. And there we are in front of the Capitol, and that was an assistant secretary for Health and Human Services or something or other that we went. He had a nice uniform, and I thought that was really good. But the ASHS bottom line, the idea. Now, Thomas, I'm giving you a lot of credit for that, but you, just like the rest of us, you get your ideas sometimes from somebody else. A good guitar player has got some licks that they saw someone else play. They may have some of their own, but the idea, I give Thomas the credit. The communication that we began started with the board, and it started with communication and putting together, with Jonathan working with us to put together some kind of message. The coordination, who to go see, when to do it, how to do it, follow through, consistency, and enjoying success. You know, this has been one of the most noteworthy things I have seen happen in horticultural research and extension, particularly research in my career, and I think most of you would agree. So your society did play a part in this. Now, some of you have heard me say that in this process, I felt kind of like going and visiting and all that. It felt a little bit like swatting flies outside. Now, just think about that a minute. Swatting flies outside. You know, you can swat flies outside. It probably is not going to change the fly's population. You may not do any good, but you can see the flies hitting the table. So when you go up here and talk to these folks in Washington, you didn't know if you were doing any good, but good came of it. So when you're not sure you're getting something done, keep after it. Follow through. Follow through, and success will be had. And that's what we got here. So thanks, Thomas, and all the rest of you.